Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Deteriorating conditions at a transit camp in Hungary have prompted refugee advocates to urge governments in Europe to ease restrictions on migrants. Activists filmed police inside a camp throwing food bags to a crowd of migrants. Michaela Spritzendorfer secretly shot the footage.
The policemen, they throwed sandwiches and bread, which was packed in plastic bags. And whoever was able to catch that bag was lucky, I guess. And some of them brought them to the women and the children waiting on the sides. And some of them were eating it right away. Some children were trying to get on the fence, to stand up higher, just trying to catch whatever they can get.
The lawyer for a leading opponent of the Venezuelan government says his client has been sentenced to 13 years in prison. Leopoldo Lopez, a district mayor in the capital Caracas, had backed demonstrators who took to the streets last year in protest at food shortages. More than 40 people died during weeks of clashes. A court found Mr. Lopez guilty of inciting the violence, but his lawyer said the trial had been marked by irregularities. Rescue teams in Japan are trying to reach hundreds of people left stranded in homes or offices in the flooded city of Joso. Ben Lowings has this report.
Military helicopters have been scouring the flooded streets and airlifting residents to a sports centre being used as a temporary shelter. Some of those rescued had left without even taking their shoes. Japanese soldiers resorted to boats to rescue people marooned by the floodwaters in a shopping mall. Entire homes have been submerged. Police say they received calls from people in cars or houses that were being swept away. Japan's weather agency has put out several emergency warnings for the north and east of the country.
The Palestinians have welcomed what they call the historic vote by the United Nations General Assembly that allows them to fly their flag alongside those of member states outside UN buildings. The Palestinians' representative at the UN said raising the flag would not end Israeli occupation, but he took it to be a sign of international support for the Palestinian journey to statehood. However, Israel's ambassador to the UN, Ron Prosser, said the vote was meaningless.
No vote can turn an empty symbolic gesture into a state. The international community must make it clear to the Palestinians that the only way to achieve statehood is through direct negotiations. As long as the Palestinians believe that they can achieve their political goals without making concessions, they will continue to avoid taking the difficult decisions needed for peace.
World News from the BBC. A measure aimed at derailing the Iran nuclear deal has been blocked in the United States Senate. Republican lawmakers had been hoping to pass a resolution condemning the agreement, which they argue doesn't do enough to curtail Iran's nuclear ambitions. The White House described the outcome as a victory for diplomacy. The United Nations is to hold another round of peace talks next week between the warring factions in Yemen. A coalition led by Saudi Arabia has been fighting to restore the government of President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, who was ousted by Shia Muslim Houthi rebels in March. Gabriel Gatehouse sent this report from Yemen.
Early in the morning of the 30th of August, a missile struck a water bottling plant in northwest Yemen. 13 workers were killed. A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition said the building was, in fact, a bomb-making factory. When we visited 2 days later, we found no evidence to support that. Oxfam and other groups say this is not an isolated incident. They've documented dozens of strikes on civilian targets, including markets, grain warehouses and refugee camps.
Nearly 500,000 Catalans have registered to take part in a street rally in Barcelona on Friday. It was expected to be a massive show of support for independence from Spain. More details in this report from Tom Burridge.
The coalition of two pro-independence parties called Together for Yes says if it wins the election, it will begin a period of transition which would lead to the creation of an independent Catalan state. The Spanish government, which has refused to allow a referendum in Catalonia, says it will block any unilateral declaration of independence. Such a move would be unprecedented in the history of the European Union, and the territorial integrity of Spain is at stake.
Tom Burridge. That's the latest BBC World News.